not allowed to watch Blazing Saddles today without looking over both shoulders and closing the blinds. Forget about being actually allowed to make that movie. There are jokes about incredibly adult matters. They make jokes about hate and racism, women versus men, Chinese people, black people, American Indians, the Irish, and also murder and even rape. Based on that description, why would it possibly be funny? Why wouldn't you cancel every single participant in that atrocity? Well, because it was funny. It made fun of every one of us. It made fun of our weaknesses. It made fun of our pride. And in the end, the good guys and the bad guys were clear. And you all know that even in 1974, Blazing Saddles was offensive comedy. It was completely forbidden to joke like that. And that's part of why it was so darn funny in the first place. Some comedies went a lot deeper than Blazing Saddles, if you can actually believe it. And some comedies, even the people lampooned, who you traditionally don't like, came out as human in the end. And that's okay, because guess what? All of the people that you don't like actually are real human beings. Difficult to believe sometimes. There's a problem in all of this, and it isn't just evident in how awful Saturday Night Live and the rest of late night television has become. We're increasingly a society that's unable to take a joke, or even to tell one. Real humor requires risk-taking. It requires saying something that will surprise and sometimes appall people, the listener, so why should you be surprised? Humor is vanishing. People aren't dumb. They look around and they see that telling the wrong joke or simply laughing at one is a quick way to destroy your entire life. Better to just suffer in silence and watch old Eddie Murphy clips from the 1980s like their banned readings in the Soviet Union, which soon they may well be. Most of the funniest comedy today comes from anonymous people online. The people who make internet memes and run anonymous Twitter accounts. Literally, random idiots of the internet are way funnier than professional comedians who are paid millions of dollars a year for one simple reason. Only anonymous or very few brave people can actually be funny without fear. There's a line in George Orwell's 1984 when he's being tortured by O'Brien inside the Ministry of Love, which is darkly funny in itself. O'Brien explains the sickening world that the party has created. Quote, in our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. Everything else we shall destroy. Everything.